Welcome to the program for Locals Only with Gary Hamada.
Well, it's my real honor to welcome this next segment, this next guest. This segment is Live with the Jazz Cat, and you're all familiar. If you haven't been to the site yet, it's www.thejazzcat.net. Very popular radio personality correspondent, and we're lucky to have him here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio right now for his segment, Live with the Jazz Cat. It's Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs. How you doing, Leroy?
I am doing very, very well.
Well, take it away. Take it away.
Well, you know, today with me I have an extraordinary vocalist, one who's traveled the world and graced us with her beauty, song, theatrics, and love for this music we call jazz. She has a brand new double CD recording out and a DVD project that was filmed live from the Madrid Theater here in Southern California. So let us bring her on right now, the wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, good friend of mine, Miss Carmen Lundy.
And hello, everyone in Carmel. Hello, Leroy, and hi.
Hey, darling, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just so excited. This is exciting to be speaking with you to have a chance to talk about the new project. Thanks for including me.
Of course. How can I not? The new project, it's a new double CD and a DVD project, and it's called Jazz and the New Songbook. I was there at the Madrid Theater when you recorded it. Would you tell me a little bit about that project?
Yeah, well, it's looking like just about a year ago. We were in on one of the stormiest nights of the year, and that meant that everybody was indoors. So we had a captive audience, and we had 16 of the greatest musicians walking the planet, all on stage, playing a night of 18 of my original compositions. And that was kind of hard to narrow it down because there's so many. But when we got the string quartet together with Nathan East, Curtis Lundy, and Kenny Davis on bass, and Robert Glasper, and Billy Childs on piano, and Philip Church on guitar, and Bobby Watson on alto, Steve Turay, and Mark Shim in the horn section, not to mention the great drummers Marvin Smitty Smith and Victor Lewis, Myra Gonzalez on percussion, Crystal Davis sang background. And it was just, and we videotaped, DVD'd the whole thing in HD and 5.1 surround sound, and made for the kind of event that hopefully in time will be recognized as one of the first truly remarkable experiences in the 21st century as far as jazz and the collective experience.
Oh, God.
We pulled it off. We really did. It's a wonderful project.
I have to agree. This is one of the most incredible ensembles of extraordinary talent I think I've ever seen on an album before. You teamed up with some of the finest musicians, and they're all accomplished in their own right.
Well, let me just explain that the idea was to kind of do a retrospective of a 30-year-plus career. And in doing so, to start with the very beginning, David Roitstein, who also is on piano, wrote the string arrangements. David introduced me to jazz when I was a junior in high school. So he lives here in Southern California and is the head of the jazz department at CalArts. So I called in David. Then, of course, Myra Casales I met in Miami. Bobby Watson and I went to college together. So every stage of my career is represented in this ensemble. And all the way up to the youngest member being Robert Glasper.
I was going to say, and very well, because a lot of these people who are on this new project have been on all of those albums that have made your music such a success as well.
That's right, and we went as far, and the whole thing is the original music only. So even though I've recorded Cole Porter, recorded Hammerstein and Legrand and all the other, you know, Ellington and so many of the great composers, this particular recording focuses on the work I've done. So that's kind of what sets it apart. And we went as far as to put two or three songs on that have not been recorded previously. So we brought it all the way up to whatever it is that happened last as far as the creative side of things.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Ellington, because you wrote all of these beautiful tunes over the years, and they've individually held up on their own, and now you brought them all together as a collective, like I said, with some of the same players that helped to make them a success. And you arrange it with such freedom for each artist to shine. So, you know, I kind of think you're like a modern-day Ellington yourself.
Wow. Okay. Okay, if you could see me blush, think dark chocolate.
Yeah, dark, sweet chocolate. Now, you sing, when you sing, your lyrics are so sharp and your vernacular is so clear and you have so much strength. When you sing, when you listen to this DVD project, you and the music together each have their own individual powers, but they just work so well together and they coexist with so much respect for each other.
I wanted to accomplish something that I couldn't really tell the musicians that I had in mind, and that was to hopefully find that their voices, their individuality would come through on these songs, that they wouldn't be so quickly compared to the other great saxophone solo or piano solo of a song that we all know.
Right.
And when you hear Bobby playing alto, and I particularly wanted him to play on the Happy New Year, the ballad, because, you know, he's such a virtuoso, and he can play, you know, he can play breakneck tempos with such clarity and distinction. And just for example, to have Bobby Watson blowing beautiful long tones on that ballad, I think was what I was hoping to accomplish as well, where you could hear these players for all that they bring to the music and recognize them and distinguish the unique sounds that they make in jazz.
Well, I think you certainly accomplished that, because listening to the clarity of the DVD and the CD, you can hear everybody individually speak on their own, and it sounds just so beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, you ran that performance like you were the coach of the Lakers, you know, players after each play, you know, and the L.A. String Quartet was such a gorgeous addition to Better Days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to hear some of the songs that have been recorded with a different instrumentation, that was neat. You know, that was something else. I mean, there are a lot of complex yet unique aspects to this performance that we were able to capture successfully. I'm just really pleased that we came away with such a great feeling that I believe you can hear in the recording, on the audio, and it's another to watch this DVD, for those of you who are interested, just to see what we're talking about. That's kind of a neat thing that we did think ahead to record this visually, because I think it's something to, you know, watching jazz performance is interesting anyway, because you get to see how they make this incredible music.
Yes.
So, but you get to see the interaction, you kind of get to see how the skill and accomplished nature of each player. When you see two drummers playing with two bass players simultaneously, with two pianists, and it's all happening in one tune, and that you don't even notice it because it sound, everyone is so giving of each other and the space and the generosity. So we were able to actually succeed with that also, and that we had double trios on a lot of these tunes.
Yes, you did. You're listening to Carmen Lundy and Leroy Downs on Jazz and Blues Radio. And Carmen, I also wanted to say that art spans a different existence for you. It doesn't just stop with music. You can tell us about some of the other artwork that you filled the gallery with there that evening.
Well, I realized many years ago, after developing a passionate interest in the visual arts and going into museums in Paris and in Rome and, you know, Cairo, and all this amazing artwork that is centuries, you know, comes centuries before our time. And I wanted to surround myself with art in my home, in my personal life. And the only way it seems that I was going to do that, short of walking into a museum and walking out with my favorite piece without permission, was to paint it myself. So in 1990, I decided to try my hand at with oils. And my medium has interestingly developed into specifically oil on canvas, and And while we were doing the Madrid, that was the month of February, so the theater was kind enough to provide the entire space for my art exhibition. So we hung about 22 of my paintings throughout the theater to represent that side of my visual interest and creative expression.
Well, you know, it must be so beautiful to be in one place and have all of these different sides of Carmen Lundy, the side. And you can tell that there's so much love there because all these musicians got together and they came together for you. And all your beautiful artwork all over the place, it just spilled over with Carmen Lundy love.
Wow, yeah, I mean, I feel very fortunate to have come through the music and stuck to my, you know, with some integrity, I would say.
Absolutely.
And that it's a good feeling at the end of the day to recognize the accomplishment and to have made so many friends along the way and to have really collaborated with everyone, because I certainly haven't pulled it off by myself. And I don't think it's about that, you know, a completely self-involved journey.
No, it's not.
I think you've got to really hand it over and share it. And give other people a chance to breathe their ideas into something new. That's partly why it becomes what it is, or what we come to know a certain song as. It's just the way everyone interprets it. So, you know, it really it's a labor of love, certainly. And the plan is to take the new songbook artist on the road, and we've already started. We'll end up in Southern California at the John Anson Ford Theater on September 10th. We're doing an evening of the Carmen Lundy and the Songbook Artist. So everyone's going to play their own tunes this time.
You're listening to Carmen Lundy and the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs, on Jazz and Blues Radio. Now, you labeled your one of the tunes, as well as your record label, Aphrasia. So tell me what that title is about and what it means to Carmen Lundy and the greatest significance of it.
Well, the production and the support that I had to make this whole thing happen comes from Elizabeth Bowie. And Elizabeth and I met, she's at a recording session back in 2001. She's a producer of composers specifically. And through knowing her and finding her interest to be so specifically in the original format, the original song, she encouraged me to think about putting a concert like this together. Now, Elizabeth Ui is of Chinese descent, and when she got the idea to make this whole thing happen, we thought, well, gee, let's think about giving it a special name, something that defines the entire effort. So because of her Asian descent and my African descent, we decided to call it Aphrasia.
There
you have it.
You're listening to the wonderful Carmen Lundy. This is Leroy Downs on Jazz and Blues Radio. And Carmen, tell us the name of your website and let people know where you can get the new CD and DVD project and where you're going to be appearing next on the web.
Well, my website is www.carmenlundy.com. You can certainly go to the store on the website. You can also buy this DVD. Actually, I think we have like a gift pack, so you can get them both for a really great, it's a great deal. I mean, we kind of made it sort of like can't really turn down the offer. It's also available at Borders. It's also available at Amazon.com. You can get it at Tower Records if you want to go to the record stores and pick it up and look at it before you buy it. You're certainly free to do that. It's out there. It's just about everywhere where DVDs and CDs are sold.
Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. It's always wonderful to speak with you and to see you and to watch you perform. It's wonderful, and we certainly appreciate you.
Well, if you're in the Southern California area at the end of this month, I'll be at the Jazz Bakery for a full week. That's March 21st to the 25th, and you're all invited to come down, and this way I can autograph your DVDs. And the CDs.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for speaking with us here on the radio. And much, much more success to you. And we're just all in awe of all of the work you do. So.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jazz Cat, Mr. Leroy. You've been a wonderful support for years, and I sincerely want to thank everyone at the radio station and your interest and in support of the music. Just thank you all for just being there for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, sweetie. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, so long.
Thanks so much, Carmen.
Bye.
Thank you, Leroy. This is Gary Hamada, and you're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, and that was a special interview with Live with the Jazz Cat, with Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. If you want more of the interviews that Leroy has conducted here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, all you have to do is go to his site, and it is a very, very popular site if you're into jazz. It's www.thejazzcat.net. Pretty easy to get to, and you'll really enjoy it. Leroy has conducted interviews with a number of artists, including Kenny Werner, Diane Reeves, Didi Bridgewater, Thelonious Monk Jr., Danilo Perez. The list goes on, and we're very pleased to have him on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Thank you very much, Leroy.